This is KTOO's Juno Afternoon. Scott Burton, your host today. Our next guests are from Juno Youth Services to outline various services. Right now we have in the studio Catherine Bullock. She's a clinician and also Forrest Clow, a program coordinator for Transitional Living and Early Childhood Services. Catherine, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Forrest, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having us.
Nice to have you both here. You know, I think a lot of us probably know what Juno Youth Services does, but give us a reminder if you don't mind.
Yeah, absolutely, Scott. So we're a community mental health provider providing services to youth and family all the way down to three-year-olds at the bottom and all the way up to 21-year-olds in our oldest programs.
Okay. And can you give us, like, where are you located and what's it all look like?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're a bit spread out throughout the community. We have our main building, our community services building, located out by the airport, and that's where all of our administration and offices is. That's also where some of our outpatient programs are centered. In addition to that, we have services in all the elementary schools. We're working on moving back into the middle schools. We have our Backloop campus that has our two residential facilities and our transitional living facility out there. So kind of a couple different locations spread throughout the community.
Okay. And what kind of organization is JYS?
We're a private nonprofit mental health provider.
Okay. All right. What keeps you busy at JYS, Catherine, as a clinician?
Oh, man, so much. I do a lot of individual sessions with kids in the community, both out in the community at the schools and in our residential programs. I do group therapy and family therapy as well.
Okay. So one of the programs among many is transitional living. What does that look like and what ages does that focus on?
So our transitional living program is focused on young people between 18 and 21. At this point, the youngest that we can take is 18. The oldest is 21. Most of our youth at this point are 18 and 19-year-olds. And it's for youth who are at risk of homelessness and who need a little bit of a boost to get a leg up and get started moving toward independence in life.
Okay. Got it. 18 to 21. What are a few examples of some of the activities they might engage in these locations?
So for the most part, youth in our transitional living program are focused on either an educational path or a vocational path. They're either going to school or working toward one of those two things. So we have some who are finishing high school. We have some who are starting college. We have some who are in between trying to figure out what direction to go. We also have some who are in the workforce and working. So we provide them with housing, we provide an apartment, and we provide support and services to them along the way to help them through that process.
So let's say if there's a 18 through 21-year-old listening right now and they're maybe having some challenges, are they eligible to give you a call and ask for help?
They absolutely are. Yes, they can reach out to our assessment center and we can look into what we can do to support them. We do have one housing unit open right now out there. And we hope to fill that relatively soon. For the most part, our program stays fairly full, but we do have an opening right now for someone.
Got it. And get your pens out, folks. We'll give you the number and the way to get a hold of that assessment center here in a minute. Should we stick with TLP or Transitional Living Program for a minute or move on to Early Childhood Services?
We can talk some about our Early Childhood Services program. That would be fantastic.
Please give us an outline of that.
Yeah. And so the assessment center process is the same with either program. It goes through the same location. Our Early Childhood Services program is a program that we used to have that we're relaunching. It's focused on services for kids who are 3, 4, and 5. Pre-K and then into the start of kindergarten to help with that transition.
Okay.
And we provide services to kids and to families for children who may be having a hard time emotionally or behaviorally, maybe having a hard time with transitions in their lives, or families who may just be needing some extra support.
Okay. And if somebody's interested with a 3, 4, 5 and into kindergarten year old, they can go through the assessment center to see if they qualify?
Absolutely. And that information can all be found on our website, which is jys.org. Okay. And from there, you can access the phone number for our assessment center or any of our other programs. But our assessment center is the go-to for information toward getting into any of our services.
Catherine, by chance, have you had a chance to work in the assessment center or do you work in a different
field? Yeah, so I actually am one of the clinicians that does our intake assessments for the company.
Okay. And do you feel comfortable sharing a few of the things or that you might talk about with a family or a prospective client?
Sure. So for like early childhood, when they're coming in for an assessment, I usually spend time with the family getting to know family patterns, family routine, presenting things that are going on for the little one. That's kind of the basis of our assessment. And then it varies as kids get older on up to transitional living. Then I'm really not looking at family as much as just how the kid is and what they're needing.
For the little kiddos, is there a common challenge that you see, you know, that they face at that age, like transitions going from place to place or something like that?
Yeah, I think the transitions are a big one. And then often just needing kind of family support and guidance. That seems to be a big one, I think, that
absolutely.
We come across.
Got it.
And work on social elements, too.
Yeah.
And interacting with peers in a healthy way, building relationships with others.
Got it.
Absolutely.
How about for the older kids? Is there a sort of common challenge you're seeing these days?
Well, the common thing that we're looking for with our older kids is basically youth who are at risk of homelessness. That opens up a pretty diverse group of people who may be struggling with a variety of challenges, whether it's just homelessness related to any factors within their family, within the community. It's also youth who are experiencing mental health challenges who need that support in order to be able to live independently and be successful.
Okay. Now, Forrest, before we went on the air, you told me you've been at JOIS for about 11 years.
That's right. Yeah, it's been a long run.
Yeah. What makes you passionate about this kind of work?
Oh, to be honest, I feel like I've been telling people for years that I just have the best job in the world. I mean, I get paid to hang out with great kids and help them be successful and help connect them with what they need in life to be successful.
How about you, Catherine? What draws you to this kind of work? Can't always be easy.
No. It's just such a privilege to me to meet these kids where they're at, these families where they're at, and be, you know, sometimes a sounding board, sometimes a lending hand. It's just such an honor, and I really enjoy all the families I get to work with in this community.
All right. So far, we've talked about early childhood services for 3, 4, 5, and into kindergarten, and also transitional living, 18 through 21. Are there other programs that our listeners should be aware of?
Yeah, absolutely. So our company has its hands in quite a few different things. We also have our family outpatient program. That's generally our lowest level of care. That's for families who are just needing a counselor, someone to talk to, someone to help connect them with resources and services. We also have our two residential facilities. We have a unit for all girls and a unit for all boys. Those are at our campus out on Back Loop. Those are level 4 facilities for youth who are in need of residential treatment.
Okay. And for our listeners right now, is there anything that we can do as a community, or are volunteers needed, or anything else that we should know as listeners about JYS?
I think the big thing that we'd like the community to know is just that we're here, we have resources to support youth and families in the community, and we want to connect people with those resources and use those resources to help youth and families be successful.
All right. It sounds like, and correct me if I'm wrong, but the assessment center or contacting the assessment center might be the first step for someone. Is that right?
That's exactly right. Yeah. If you look on our website, there are contact numbers for our individual programs, and it is okay to reach out to those if you're seeking additional information about any of our programs. But our assessment center is our go-to location for any information about services and also for setting up services and getting into any of our programs.
Got it. And what is your website once more, please?
It's www.jys.org.
Well, it's been nice speaking with both of you. We get to check in with some more of your colleagues tomorrow as sort of our check-in with JYS. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Catherine Bullock and Forrest Clough. Is there anything else that you'd like to add today? Anything we're missing?
I think for me, that's about it. Just thank you so much for having us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.